Welcome to another podcast from Planet Shakers Church. For details on campus locations and service times, check out planetshakers.com. Today we've got Tim Story speaking on miracle mentality. Let's check it out.
Today's message, I'm going to talk about the miracle mentality. If you were in the first session, you'll get part of the same, and then I'm going to take you into some deeper levels. But this is not just like a sermon, like, wow, that was a pretty good sermon. No, this is a lifestyle that we can walk and live as though the God we serve is miraculous. How many of you want to walk and live as though the God that we serve is miraculous? Clap your hands real strong if you want that, okay? So I'm going to help us get there even more, okay? So even more, I'm going to help us get there. So our scripture for today is Psalm 78. O my people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things from old, things I have heard and things I have known. Now, this is very important, okay? I want you to say heard and known. Now, the scriptural reference of this is that back in those days, they used to just talk up the miracles of God and talk about the miracles of God. And you see this even in Psalm 77, where they're talking about the miracles of God. And then they were always singing about the miracles of God. So when the psalmist is writing, he says, we hear about the fact that he's a miracle-working God, but we have also been affected by it. We know it. We've encountered it. Is there anybody besides me in this auditorium that has ever had at least one miracle take place in your life that you know it didn't come from anywhere else but God? Okay, clap your hands if he's a miracle-working God, right? So it says, things that we have heard and known, things that our ancestors have told us, we will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation. Say, tell the next generation. It says, tell the next generation about the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, which means tell the next generation about the miracles that God does, about his power and his wonders that he has done. Then you go down to verse 6, it says, so the next generation will know them. The word know is a very interesting word in the Hebrew. It is the word yada, Y-A-D-A, which means to know in an intimate way. That you know, that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know. Now, there are different levels of faith, as you know. You can see people that when I tell them their life's going to be great, maybe they'll be semi-persuaded. Some people are kind of persuaded. Some people are halfway persuaded, but you can get to the point in your faith in God that you're fully persuaded that God is able. So that's where I want you to go in 2023, 2024, next year after, next year after, where you are fully persuaded that no matter what hits your life, you say, somehow, some way, somehow, some way, somehow, some way, I'm getting out of this situation because he is a miracle working God. Clap your hands like you're catching this. We want to get fully persuaded. Okay. So Tim Story, how do I get fully persuaded, being that you've been studying this since you were 17 years of age on the subject of the miracle mentality? A miracle is a supernatural intervention from God into the natural affairs of men. It is something uncommon, say uncommon, not regular, not the norm. It is a wonder, it's a marvel, it's something astonishing. I beg you to hear me. So many times we get caught up in the mundane of life, the mundane. The mundane, the mundane. It's rainy, it's rainy. Oh my gosh, it's rainy. You didn't even notice that it's nice outside today, some of you. Because people get caught up in the mundane. Say mundane. Some people get caught up in the messy. The messy is the disheveled areas of your life, the challenged areas of your life. So you have the mundane, you have the messy, and then you also have the madness, the chaotic. That was the pandemic hitting the earth. That was the madness hitting, the madness that hits. All of us have had madness hit. Why have we had madness hit? Because you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness and high places. So we have got to get to the point where we have such a strong miracle mentality that no matter what we are going through, the mess, the mundane, or the madness, we know somehow, some way, somehow, some way, we're coming up and we're coming out. You should clap your hands like that's what's going to happen to you. Come on, you better shout like you're catching it. Because your mind is being attacked by the God of this world. He is trying to minimize your God and make him just the universe did this, or oh my gosh, the universe. Oh my gosh, I'm so blessed by the universe. Okay? He's trying to minimize your God by the failures of human beings, by the silliness of things. Look at me. But this psalm is saying, come on, tell the next generation about how mighty God is. How awesome God is. How big God is. How powerful God is. How mega God is. Come on, Planet Shakers. We serve a miracle working God. Somebody clap your hands and shout. So, he is a miracle working God. But we have to have the right mindset, mentality. Mentality means the capacity, the point of view. It means your outlook, your attitude, your disposition, your reasoning. And look at me, some of you come from families where the ceiling was too low. People thought like really negative. Some of us need to just break through the, bust through the, break out some walls, break stuff out, break it out. You gotta enlarge your capacity. Go like this, say, give me some room, come on. See, some of you are living like you're in the center seat on an airplane. Nobody likes to sit on a center seat. Most of you fly a long distance, look, because you don't know where to put your arms, look. You're cramped. Some of you, when you were raised, you were cramped, you were crowded, you had lack, you didn't have enough, people didn't encourage you. Man, this is good teaching. But thank God, you have a God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or even imagine. Can you please clap for this God that you serve? Come on, Australia. So, if there's such a God, if there's such a God, I am not going to sit in the center seat of life. I'm going to break out on the right. I'm going to break out on the left. I'm going to break up here. I'm going to break down here. But you have to have the miracle mentality. Somebody say, this is good. Say, this is good. In the Message Bible, Ephesians 3:20 says, God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. The word able means he has the necessary power, skill, resources, qualifications. To do immeasurably means incapable of being measured. I want you to look at me and believe this. Some of you, your life will be so good in 3 years, it's going to be weird. You're going to say, how did I get this much money? Come on, people. How do I have so much joy? How did my life shift in such an amazing way? How did I step into new territory? You better clap your hands and... For God is able. He's able. He has the necessary power, skills, resources to do. The word do means to perform, to make happen. Let me tell you what God's doing in your life. He's making things happen. I don't feel like it's happening. Well, guess what? It is. The spirit world goes before the natural. So in the natural, you could be just be sitting here like this today, like, who's that? I don't recognize him. But in the spirit world, miracles are breaking out. Angels are slapping demons around. Come on, somebody. Doors are opening. You should clap. Divine doors are opening. Breakthroughs are taking place in the spirit world. So I'm just trying to get you to align yourself with what God is already doing. Ephesians 2:10 says, for you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works that God has prepared in advance for you to do. So we don't need to make things happen. I just need to cooperate with what heaven has already done. I'm not trying to be Tim Story. Oh my gosh, he's so powerful. He's helping all these people, these secular people. People always say to me, like, how did it happen? It's my calling. I'm just doing my calling. I started by working at the church. I used to vacuum the church. I enjoyed that too. And I used to make the tapes. Back in the day, they had tapes. Are you with me? Then I was a youth pastor. That was cool. Then I was a singles pastor. Then I just served. I just served. And then God gave me different assignments that some people think are cool. But all the things I did, I enjoyed. They're just assignments. But you are a work of art created by God to do. You're not just going to sit. You're going to do. You're not just going to be working out all the problems. You're going to do. You're going to manifest. You're going to create. Somebody clap your hands and shout. You watch. Somebody's going to write a book. Someone's going to write a script. Someone's going to have one business, the second business, the third business. Somebody's going to travel the world changing people. Someone's going to get creative and believe that God is big enough to fulfill visions. For God is able. Say, he's able. Well, Tim Story, what if I don't feel able? Well, welcome to the planet. God will enable your unable. Wherever you are unable, God will enable, he will empower, he will in Christ you Wherever you are unable, he will enable your unables and make you able. Clap your hands real loud. You guys are catching it today. So he's going to enable you, but he's going to take you immeasurably beyond. And this is the ride that you've been waiting for. When I go speak to little kids in third world countries and I say to them things like this, what do you want to be when you get older? They say things like, Beyonce. Not one little kid says, I want to be without money. I want to be divorced 7 times. I was in Soweto, South Africa, and I said, this little girl, she kept raising her hand. She was only 5. I said, what do you want to be? She says, I'm already a queen. She was already a queen at 5. Little kids, they want to play with Superman, Spider-Man, Iron Man. I never met one little kid that wanted to play with Loser Man. Like, who are you playing with? I got this new toy called Loser Man. He loses all the time. It's awesome. Little kids, look at me. They imagine. When you were little, you were thinking big things. Come on, you were thinking like, hey, I'm gonna travel, yo. I'm gonna get out of Melbourne. I'm going to LA, people. People gonna know. For God is able to do immeasurably, incapable of being measured, limitless. You should clap like he's that big. Come on, people. Somebody try to put the limits on you when you got an unlimited God. They done messed up. For he is able. Say he's able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or imagine. So he is the God of beyond. Say this, say, the God of beyond. He lives beyond. He creates beyond. He thinks beyond. He expects beyond. He loves beyond. He forgives beyond. He restores beyond. He calls beyond. God is calling somebody today to do something that is beyond your capabilities. Oh yeah, you're going to run something big, yo. Someone's going to run companies, then a second company. I'm prophesying to people. Somebody's going to be the Joseph of the family, and you're going to get everybody out of the pit. Clap your hands if you feel the Spirit of God in this place stirring up. It's stirring up your spirit. You see it stirring up who you are? I'm just stirring up who you are. He's a God of beyond. But we have to become educated in this beyond life. Because again, as soon as you come out of your apartment or home, the devil is trying to minimize you. You're not good enough. You're not skinny enough. You don't have enough filters on your face. Come on, somebody help me. You failed 14 years ago. He's trying to minimize you because he knows how powerful the call on your life is. And he knows that if you ever come to a full realization of that, you're going to be dangerous to his silliness. Somebody clap your hands and shout like you're going to get a miracle mentality. Say this, he's able. So we have to be educated in this beyond life. Hosea 4:6 says, for my people are destroyed because of their lack of knowledge. So that's what was wrong with my family. I'm from Compton, California. I'm from the inner city. I am from what they call the ghetto, the same place as Venus and Serena Williams, same as Dr. Dre. I'm proud of being from there. We had seven people in a two-bedroom apartment. We were cramped and crowded. But God saw little Timmy's story. That's me. And he said, I'm gonna touch him. I'm gonna educate him. Come on, somebody. I'm gonna put him around some planet shakers. Come on, people. I'm gonna help him up. I'm gonna heal him up. Come on. I'm gonna sculpt him, I'm gonna mold him, I'm gonna rearrange him, I'm gonna shift him around. And then I'm gonna take him to places that he could have never manipulated himself into. People always say, how did you get on Oprah Winfrey so much? You're always on Oprah. You're always with Oprah. You think I took an ad in the newspaper? Hey, Oprah, motivational speaker needed to be your friend. Some things are an assignment from God that he's trying to prepare you for. Who can hear me? God's preparing you already for next month. But what if it's beyond? What if it's not just in the mundane or the messy or the madness? What if God's going to deal with the messy and the madness today? Then what? Are you going to have the guts to step in to what God has called you to do? You've got to get educated in this way of thinking. That's why Psalm 78. Tell the next generation Tim's story. Tell the next generation Tim's story. Tell the next generation Tim's story. Tell them how powerful I am. Tell them that I'm able. Tell them that I'm able. Tell them that I'm able. Clap your hands like he's able. I said he's able. Tell them that I'm able. Tell them that I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Educate them. This is what we do at this church. We educate you. That's why we have small groups. We're educating you. Some of you are in our college. We're educating you. That's why you keep coming to church. You are being educated. You are being educated. You are getting your mind renewed. Romans chapter 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what happened to me. And they can't take it away from me. You can't shake it out of me. You can't break it out of me. You can't lie about me and steal it from me. It's so deep in me. It's like fire shut up in my bones. Do you know that Elisha had a miracle mentality so deep that even after he died, the anointing was still in his bones? For he's able. You said, but I'm in debt. He's able to do. My brother's in trouble. He's able to do. I'm lonely. He's able to do. I don't want to live in an apartment anymore. He's able to do. I need a healing in my body. He's able to do. I need a breakthrough somehow, Tim. He's able to do. I want to do something wonderful with my life. He's able to do. I've had setbacks in my life. He's able to do. You should stand up and clap your hands and shout like he's able to do. Keep on clapping. Bring the worship team out here. The glory of the Lord is in this place. Just keep on clapping for a moment. Come on, people. He's able. Somebody just say it. Say, he's able to do. Look what he's able to do. Everybody watch me. Exceedingly. Abundantly. Hey. A young boy came to my service. When I say young, he's 19. And he walked out and he was walking in a walker like this. And I was with one of the guys that works with me. And the kid saw me and he says, "Hey, Tim Story, can you sign my book?" I go, "Yeah." And when I started walking to him, I felt the Lord say, "He's gonna walk." So in my mind, I could have gone into my little carnal mind like how? Like, what if it doesn't work? Why don't you think, what if it does? What if it doesn't? But what if it does? What if it doesn't? Well, what if it does? What if it doesn't? No. What if it does? So I said, "Are you open to getting healed?" He goes, "Yeah, I was hoping, because I saw you praying for people. A lot of people get healed." And just so you know, some people get healed instantly. Some people get healed gradually. Some don't get healed till they go to heaven. I prayed for my own sister, who I love, and she died as my own sister. But I still pray for people because I still believe he's a healer. Well, why did she die when you got a healing flow? I don't know. I'm not God. I'm just a kid from Compton. I'm down here doing my best. But I still believe he's able. So now I got a kid with a walker wanted me to sign his book. And before I touch him, he says, "What's that feeling I feel?" I said, "Well, what's it feel like?" He says, "Whoa." He goes, "Something's overwhelming me." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Something's overwhelming me." Never touched him. He says, "Something's overwhelming me." I said, "If I was you, I'd move it aside and walk." He moved it aside. And he just started crying and walking and crying and walking and crying and walking and crying. You should probably clap like he's able. Keep clapping like he's able. I said he's able. He's able. That's beyond our reasoning, beyond our own mindset. Look, he said, "What's that feeling I feel?" I'm at this big church in America, and there's a lady, she's paralyzed, but it was from a stroke. She could not talk. So people always look like, "Okay, let's see if he can try that one. Try that one. Try to see if you could do that one." And I never go for that. That's almost like jump off a rock or something. I'm not the healer. I'm just a guy who believes in healing. So watch. So I waited and waited, but I felt the Lord say, "She's going to get healed." So I went to the lady. She can't talk and she is flat. She's paralyzed from the stroke. But many times after that, they come alive and around 2-3 months after. So I didn't say she was permanently paralyzed, but that's where she was at this big mega church. So I went to her. I said, "Miss, don't get frightened, because in a minute, you're about to feel something very powerful. And before I do anything fantastic, like lay hands on her," she starts screaming. Remember, she could not talk. She's laying like a stone, and she can't talk. And she starts screaming, and here's what she says: what is happening to me? Because she felt like warmth shoot through her whole body. Come on, people. And my friend Ron Pinkerton, and Ron, when you watch this video, thank you for being my brother from Dallas, powerful businessman. Ron Pinkerton said, Tim, I sat there and saw her foot that was dead just start moving and come alive. Look, he said, I saw her arm come alive. He said, could you imagine how scared I got? People, listen to me. See, this is normal stuff in our mind, but I'm talking about a miracle working God. Clap your hands and shout. She starts to move her feet. Come on, people. She starts to move her arms. She starts to get up. Come on. She's screaming at the top of her lungs. She's saying, he healed me. He healed me. He healed me. I think you should clap like he's able. Hey, he's able. Sometimes I'm not able, but he's able. Sometimes you're not able, but he's able. Sometimes they're not able, but he's able. Somebody clap your hands like he's able.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media at Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.